So, for the many communities affected by Sandy, trick-or-treating is the last thing on their mind. But if you are celebrating tomorrow, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz says think pumpkins for your porch and your menu. Kathy joins us in the studio. And Kathy, when we're talking about cooking pumpkin, we're not talking about, you know, taking that old orange collapsed in on itself jack-o'-lantern and cooking it, though you can use the seeds from your jack-o'-lantern.
Absolutely. When you're carving your jack-o'-lantern, which is a completely different variety than the cooking or pie pumpkins, you want to scoop out the seeds, get all that fibrous stuff and all the goo around it. I soak it in a bowl of water, then I drain it and I dry it. And then once they're dry, you can roast the pumpkin seeds like 300 degrees, put them on a cookie sheet. You can just sprinkle them with salt, but you can get really creative. You could do olive oil. You could do cumin and coriander and chili powder. You could do cinnamon, nutmeg. I mean, anything. In front of you is a pumpkin seed, cayenne, rosemary, brittle.
Oh my.
So this is kind of a savory take on like peanut or cashew brittle. Go for it. It's got a little bit of a bite from the cayenne. So great on its own, but fabulous on fall salads with spicy greens and crumbled blue cheese, sun-dried cranberries.
Let me try one here.
Good crunch.
Well.
Okay, mouthful. I'll tell you about it. So it's pumpkin seeds or pepitas. Pepitas are the Spanish name for a pumpkin seed that's been shelled. So the outer shell has come out. So they're green. They have wonderful crunchy texture. And they're mixed here with fresh rosemary, cayenne pepper, a little bit of sugar, and you just bake it. And you have to triple the recipe because, as you're about to find out, it's quite addictive.
Okay. Here's the thing. I could shovel three or four pieces down because the first taste is this sweet, wonderful taste.
Exactly.
Within a second.
Cayenne sneaks up on you.
Wow.
And usually I add smoky bacon, which adds a whole other level of kind of meaty and crunchy. But you can do it a vegetarian way without it or with the bacon, and you can't go wrong. Listen, Robin's going to eat. And I will talk. How long do we have here? I'll talk pumpkin. You let me know when you're done.
It's so good. Just one more bite.
One more bite. Let me tell you while you're chewing. There are a lot of new varieties. They're small. You don't want a huge pumpkin. When you're cooking with a pumpkin, we're talking 5 pounds is ideal. And you want to look for varieties that have names, wonderful names. One's called a New England pie. One's called a Dickinson. It's a beige football shaped. Something else is called a winter luxury pie. Very small, looks like an acorn squash. I love this. There's something called a cheddar cheese pumpkin. It's beige and orange with a squat. It looks like a flattened wheel of cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
There's the Cinderella pumpkin, like our famous character. It looks like the one that was her carriage was turned into. You can find these at farmers markets, in health food stores, really good grocery stores. You want to ask specifically, is this a cooking pumpkin? Because interestingly enough, the cooking variety are very low in moisture. The jack-o'-lanterns have a lot of water. You know how they kind of brown up after they sit outside? So you want to look for something that's low in moisture with a creamy flesh. So any of those varieties that I mentioned, terrific for cooking.
Okay, tell us what to do with them.
Let me tell you how to cook it first, okay? 400-degree oven.
Yeah.
Put the whole pumpkin in.
Mm.
Do nothing.
Don't cut it.
Don't cut it. Let it roast. If you want it on the raw side, you can take it out after 15 minutes and the skin is softened and they're way easy to cut. Last night, I made you a dish and I kept the pumpkin in whole. I didn't touch it. Kept it in for about 35 minutes and it was so soft and easy to peel. I took the seeds out, roasted them. But what I made for you is I mashed the pumpkin flesh and I added fresh ginger and a little bit of maple syrup. And then on top of it, I took some chopped walnuts and put them in a skillet with some maple syrup, fresh ginger, and cinnamon. So you have these spicy caramelized walnuts on top of this beautiful ginger-spiked puree.
OMG.
Go for it.
Oh, boy.
So it's got that beautiful orange color, and I used a Cinderella pumpkin, so it's got a really creamy consistency. But the spike of the fresh ginger, I think, goes so well with the squash. She likes it.
As usual.
Well, that's good.
We will have the recipe to it here at now.org.
If I can remember what I did. I made that up for you. I'm going to call that Robin Young squash.
Thank you. I think.
Yeah. No, so that's one way of doing it. You can also cut the pumpkin in half and just bake it that way, and it will be much softer. The trick is you want the flesh to separate from the skin. Some people steam them. I find that kind of fussy and can be difficult.
Okay.
Just for the record, because I have a few facts here to share, a 2.5-pound pumpkin yields 1 3/4 cup of pumpkin puree. So if you have a recipe that calls for pumpkin puree, it's good to know that you need about a 2.5-pound pumpkin.
Okay.
A lot of people ask me, well, it's such a pain. Can't you just use canned pumpkin? And I have to say, I stay away from canned food 99.9% of the time. The one canned food I will occasionally use, pumpkin. But if you are using canned pumpkin, you want to spike it up with some spices, some cinnamon, some nutmeg, allspice, ginger, or if you're going the savory route, garlic or olive oil, because it does have a little bit of that canned taste. However, making your own is quite simple, as we just said.
Oh, boy, I'm just to literally roast it in the oven and get it to get all nice and
soft. Yeah, like how easy is that, right?
Yeah. What about switching out squash for pumpkin?
Absolutely, okay. Over and over. Butternut squash in particular is completely comparable. Acorn squash. If you have a favorite recipe for a squash bread or a squash soup, use pumpkin.
Give us another recipe idea.
I love just cutting pumpkin into wedges and drizzling maple syrup on it, 400-degree oven until it's just about falling apart. It's like you don't know whether you should eat it for dinner or dessert because it's just sweet and satisfying but also savory. And I put salt and pepper on it as well because I want the sweet and savory. That's as simple as can be. I've done stir fries with pumpkin and scallions and ginger and garlic. And I use it in recipes that call for carrots or zucchini. So if you have a carrot cake or a carrot bread that you love, substitute raw shredded pumpkin just like you would for a carrot.
And Kathy, while we have you, you have such a great tip. Pumpkins, of course, mean Halloween. Halloween means candy and kids getting sick. And you have such a great tip for what you do, when they were little, when you sent your kids out on Halloween.
I knew that the kids were going out and it was just going to be an all-out sugar fest. So we started this ritual of having spaghetti and meatballs. They'd come home from school, they'd put on their costumes, they'd sit down and they'd eat spaghetti and meatballs. And as a mother with these young kids, I just knew that they had a meal in them. So whatever happened from there, it wasn't just like an empty stomach with 5 hours of sugar. I mean, you know, Halloween, forget it. It's so difficult. However, keep in mind that pumpkins, 30 calories for a cup. They have all kinds of great vitamin A, antioxidants, tons of fiber. So get your kids to eat pumpkin seeds and all these pumpkin dishes we've talked about. They're way on the side of health for a time of year when lots of candy, lots of sugar, lots of no-nos.
Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst with her ideas for pumpkins this Halloween. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. Nice to be here.
And of course, just check with your towns, especially if you're here in the East, to see if they've changed their Halloween plans. Here now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Too much of that brittle. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.